Have you ever felt guilty for taking time away from your family to rest, recharge, or maybe just do something for yourself for a few minutes? Even if it's just like 30 minutes or 20 minutes, there can often be so much guilt that surfaces when we as moms take time away from our families to just kind of get some time to ourselves. You know, maybe it's society, maybe it's how we were raised, maybe it's brought on by our own inner dialogues and expectations for ourselves, but for some reason, there seems to be this sort of unspoken rule that moms are not allowed to think of themselves or prioritize themselves. And while yes, of course, it is better to serve others and think of others before ourselves, there is a lot of truth that we can learn behind the saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. And because I am all about disrupting and squashing societal expectations that are placed on moms, today we are going to unpack this one that is the source of a lot of just unnecessary guilt. So, you ready? Buckle up. Let's get into it. Hey mama, I'm Jenna, and you're listening to the Joy-Filled Podcast. I'm here to help stay-at-home moms thrive by equipping you with tools to help you acknowledge and embrace your season and encourage you to bring joy back into your motherhood. You'll walk away with everything you need to truly experience the fullness of joy in this beautiful season of raising babies at home. So reheat or refill wherever you're at in your day, your coffee, and let's live joy-filled together. So this seems to be a really popular struggle that a lot of, I guess, I don't know if popular is the word, but this seems to be a really common struggle that a lot of us moms face. I know that it's something that I've dealt with a little bit too. Just feeling like either, you know, you can't take time away from yourself for yourself, take time away from your family for yourself, or you know, things aren't going to get done right if, you know, I'm not there doing it or it all falls on my shoulders. And so I just wanted to kind of dive into this and talk about rest and talk about taking time to recharge and refuel because it really is so important. And there's this lie that we all tend to believe, and that lie is I can't take time for myself. And I think it's important, first and foremost, for us to remember that Jesus, our Savior, the Savior of the world, 100% God in the flesh, took time away from the demands of the world to rest and recharge. So, I don't know, unless you're more perfect than Jesus, which is unlikely, then rest is a necessity for you too. And we do not have to feel guilty about it. We do not have to feel shame. And we do not, it's okay if balls drop. It's okay if things don't quite get done how you would have done them when you're, you know, taking 15 minutes or 20 minutes in the evening to have some time to yourself. Lately, one thing that I've been doing is after we're done eating dinner, and I say lately, this is something that I've implemented like this week. So ask me in a couple weeks if I'm still doing this. Keep me accountable, but this is something new that I've started this week. After we are done eating dinner and we've kind of gotten everything tidied up, I go upstairs and I do like a 20 or 30 minute workout. And it's a really awesome opportunity for me to have some time for myself to kind of just recharge and focus on me for a few minutes and just enjoy not tending to the needs of everyone else. And it is a way for me to refuel. So that's just something really practical that I've been doing. But just know rest is necessary and we don't have to feel guilty about it. But here's the thing, I think we need to backtrack because I really don't think that the root of this issue is a matter of knowing that you need to rest. We all know that we need to rest. We all know that we're better when we rest and when we're rested. You know, the dark circles under our eyes and the fourth cup of coffee that we're on by 10 o'clock are clear enough indicators that mama needs rest. Am I right? I'm right. So if it's not about knowing that we need rest, then what is it? Why do we feel guilt surrounding this? Why do we feel like we can't take time away from our family or do something for ourselves or prioritize our needs? Why? What is the root of that? Why do we run ourselves ragged and find ourselves burnt out and stressed out and overwhelmed because we never get a moment to just breathe? Do we feel like we're not deserving of rest? Maybe you feel like you need to earn your rest. Maybe you feel, you know, kind of like we talked about a little bit ago, that things aren't going to get done the right way if you leave. Which, if that's the case, I just want to let you in on something that might free you up a little bit and let you in on a little secret. It's probably not going to get done your way, but guess what? That's okay. It doesn't all have to be done your way. If the dishwasher isn't loaded exactly how you wanted it to be, instead of letting your anxiety like build up over that, or instead of, you know, getting upset and nitpicky about that, try gratitude. Try just being thankful. Thank you for loading the dishwasher. That is a really big weight off of me. And, you know, and you can tell this to yourself too, like, The goal in loading the dishwasher is that the dishes get cleaned. And they will get cleaned whether the plates face to the left or to the right. The dishwasher will do the job and clean the dishes. So if you're worried that things aren't going to get done the way that you would like them to be done, it's probably that's true. That's a valid thing. They're not going to get done the way you would do them. And that's okay. But I can't tell you why you feel like you don't need rest, or you know you need rest, but why you feel like you can't rest and take time away from yourself. I don't know if it's because you feel like you don't deserve it, or you compare. Maybe you compare. I've been in that space where, you know, when it was just me and my firstborn, and I was at home with just one baby, and which even one baby is a lot of work. But I would compare myself and my situation and my season to other friends or people my age or other women. And I'd say, well, you know, they have a kid and a full-time job. So, you know, who am I to say that I need rest, right? Maybe that's you. Maybe you can relate to that. Maybe you need to feel like you need to earn it. I don't know what it is for you. Only you know that. And we all have our own reasons and our own little internal things. And maybe even, I think often it's even kind of the devil trying to just whisper these lies to us. You know, oh, you don't need to take care of yourself, so that we're overwhelmed and burnt out and we're not operating the best that we can be. But like I said, I don't know what it is for you, but I would urge you, just get quiet with yourself and figure out what it is for you. Like really, right now, go to the bathroom if you need to, lock the door, take a few quiet minutes and just think on this. Maybe ask God, show me why I feel this way. And if you have your answer, that's good. If you don't have your answer, if you really don't know, just maybe assume it's all of the above and then we can move on. So let's move on now. We've established that it's not a matter of knowing that we need rest, but it's something else. There's another reason, because we know we need rest. So now maybe you're still asking the question, well, I get enough sleep at night. What are you talking about? Of course I'm overwhelmed. I have four kids. Of course I'm overwhelmed. You know, isn't this just how it's supposed to be? Isn't this just how motherhood is? Isn't this just the season of life? No, it's not. It doesn't have to be. And we're going to dive into this right now, Because now that we know why we neglect rest, see, you took some time, you locked the door, you figured it out, you know your reason, you know what it is for you, why you think that you can continue to neglect your rest and your time to replenish yourself. Now we need to remember why rest is so important in the first place. And while actual sleep, like physical sleep, is literally vital to human survival and optimal brain function and all the things, I'm more talking about soul rest. The kind of rest that makes you feel rejuvenated and replenished and peaceful and joyful even without a full night's sleep. And all my newborn mamas said amen, because my baby is 16 months old and I'm just now starting to get a full night's sleep. And so I feel you. I am in the trenches with you. Because I know that a lot of us in this season, we're not getting a full night's sleep. But that doesn't mean that we need to neglect rest. That doesn't mean that we can't be rested. Our souls can't be rested. So here's why you need rest. You need rest in order to show up as your best self. You need time to recharge and be filled up in order to keep pouring out the way that you do. You are not doing anyone any favors by neglecting rest and time to yourself. And it is not selfish to ask for some time to yourself. It is actually one of the most selfless things that you can do, because in doing so, in taking that time to yourself to just refuel yourself and rest and recover and take some time away, you refresh your soul, you fill your own cup, and you give your kids a better mom, you give your husband a better wife, maybe you work a job, you give them a better employee, you give, you know, your sister a better sister, your friends a better friend, you give everyone the best you. And so while it might feel selfish at first, it's the exact opposite. Because we need to be at our best in order to do and be all the things that God is calling us to do and be. That is why this is so vital. And as moms, we've got a lot on our plates, but we are not exempt from needing time to rest and recover and refuel. So let's go back to Jesus, because with any problem, any struggle, any question that we have, we can always look to the Bible on how to approach it. And the same is true with rest. You know, Jesus, he was fully man and fully God. And because of that, we have an amazing example in him on how to approach rest. Jesus rested often. We see this again and again in Mark, in Luke, in the Gospels. We see him retreating to rest. And often the verses go something like this: and Jesus withdrew from the crowd to a solitary place. We find him over and over again, retreating from the crowd to solitary places to rest and recharge. And while it doesn't detail exactly what his rest entailed and all the things that he did, there was always, always, always one thing that he did when he was resting. He prayed. He always prayed. Jesus knew the demand of the calling on his life. He knew that it meant long hours and lots of travel, teaching and preaching and healing as he went. And so every chance he got, he withdrew, he took time away for himself, and he prayed. And that, my friend, my sister, is what we can learn from Jesus about rest. So no matter what your rest looks like, and no matter how you like to refuel and recharge, you know, like for me, I have been, like I said before, I've been taking time after dinner, after we clean up dinner, to go upstairs and do a workout. Maybe it's, you know, doing your skincare routine at the end of the day. I love doing that too. That is my jam. I love a skincare routine. And it really does feel so restful and relaxing. Maybe for you, it's just sitting in a quiet room for 20 minutes. Introverts, I know, you're overstimulated. It's okay, me too. To truly find rest for our souls, no matter how you like to refuel and recharge yourself, you must include prayer in your rest time to yourself. Take a page out of Jesus's book and apply it to your motherhood. Withdraw from the crowd, aka the Lego mess, the laundry piles, the dishes taking over the sink, the toddler shenanigans, the dinner that needs to be cleaned up. Withdraw from the crowd to a solitary place and pray. This is where we find true rest, only by going to the source. Jesus said in Matthew 11, you've probably heard me talk about the scripture before. It's one of my favorite, maybe even my favorite scripture in the Bible. In Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30, this is the Message translation, which I love, but I really love all of the translations of this verse. But it says, are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. This doesn't say, I'll show you how to take a real rest. Unless you're a mom, then you're screwed. That is not what that says. Point blank period, it says, get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. And this applies to any person in any scenario, including us in the early years of motherhood, in the trenches of motherhood. This scripture is our lifeline. So if we're going to rest like Jesus, we must always include prayer in that rest time. That's how we get away with him. That's how we come to him, through prayer. When this verse says, get away with me, come to me, get away with me, that means get to a quiet place and pray. If you're unsure how to pray, here's a quick outline. Just start with thanking him. Thank him for the blessings in your life. Thank him for, you know, all the wonderful and good things. And then tell him about what you're struggling with, or maybe, you know, this is where you can put like your prayer requests. Bring your requests to God. Make your requests known to God. That's what the Bible says. And so this is where you can, you know, you start with gratitude and thankfulness, and then you move into your prayer requests, bringing your requests to God. And that looks different for everyone. And then end with thanking him again for his provision and his grace and, you know, the ways that he is going to maybe answer your prayers or give you clarity or bring you wisdom. I like to thank him in advance for the things that he's doing in my life and in the prayers that I'm praying. And so that's just a quick, like, if you're unsure of how to pray, just start with that. Just sandwich your prayer requests with thankfulness. And that is like a really solid prayer to start with. So thank him for the blessings and the good things in your life. Ask him, bring your requests to him, and then thank him again for his provision and his grace and his goodness. And that is a good, like, starting point for you. And obviously, the more you pray, the easier it'll get. So don't feel bad if it feels a little scary. Prayer, at least in my life, it's not been something that is natural. It does take practice. And with anything, the more that you do it, the easier that it comes. So it's okay if it feels a little bit weird or scary at first, but also find comfort in knowing that there is nothing that you could say that God doesn't already know, which is comforting and maybe also a little bit eye-opening. But it's time to rest well. We have wasted, as moms, we've wasted too much time neglecting our rest, neglecting ourselves, letting ourselves run dry because we think that everyone needs us. Let the balls drop. Let the things happen for a few minutes and get away with God. Come to him, get away with him, and recover your life. Like, what a promise is that? Let Jesus teach you how to rest well, because he is your rest. There is nowhere else that we can find rest except for in him. And when we make a habit of getting away with him and coming to him and keeping company with him, this verse says we will live freely and lightly. It doesn't mean we won't have to work hard, but we will live freely and lightly. Doesn't that sound like a good way to live? And I want you to hear me clearly, because I think that sometimes it's easy to talk about, you know, getting away with God and finding rest and going to a solitary place. And that can feel, I know that I have felt this, it can feel not applicable to our season as moms. But maybe look at it as a solitary place in your mind. Like it, for me, sometimes it's, you know, while I'm doing the dishes and the sink water's running and it's kind of drowning out the noise behind me, and I can just spend a few minutes praying and talking to God and keeping company with my Savior and my friend and my helper, you know? So it's not always like retreating to a prayer closet, because we know that is not always, we're not always capable of doing that. So look at it as finding a solitary place in your mind, in your day. Maybe it is locking yourself in the bathroom for just 3 minutes and praying, but it's the intention of making a habit of getting away with God in the little pockets of your day. It's not like, oh, I'm going to pray in the morning for 30 minutes for an hour, and then I'm just going to go about my day. You know, get away with God regularly throughout your day for 3 minutes here, 5 minutes here, 2 minutes here, and watch how your life begins to change. Watch how you learn the unforced rhythms of grace, and you begin to live more freely and lightly, and you begin to have more peace, and you begin to feel more rested and more content by taking the time away from the demands of life to rest. You are honoring God. And alternatively, by neglecting yourself and running yourself dry, you are not doing something honorable and pleasing to him. That is not the life that he planned for you. You are worthy of rest. You are worthy of this free and light life, this real rest that Jesus promises, not because of anything that you've done to earn it or deserve it. You are worthy of it because he made you worthy. You are a daughter of the King, and you are made in his image. And so, daughter, it is time to rest well. It is time to take care of yourself. It is time to get away with your Maker and let him teach you how to take a real rest. Amen? I'm going to pray for you real quick. God, I thank you for my sister and all the wonderful things that you are doing in her life. And I just praise you that she is here listening to this episode today. I thank you for her so much. I thank you for what she's doing in her home and the way that she is making an effort to just become her best self so that she can just get the best and most out of this season. I pray that you would cover her, that you would, that this verse, this what you've said in Matthew, that it would come alive to her. Lord, that you would begin to teach her how to rest, that she would get away with you, that you would remind her of little pockets in her day that she can get away with you. And God, I just pray that this free and light life, these unforced rhythms of grace, Lord, that they would just begin to cover her home and cover her. God, if she's tired, I pray that you would just give her supernatural energy. If she's feeling overwhelmed, Lord, I pray that you would just give her peace in Jesus' name. I thank you for all the ways that you are going to continue to teach her and show her rest. And I just pray blessing over her home and her family and her kids. In Jesus' name, amen. If you found value in today's episode, the best way to thank me is by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a written review. This helps me stay encouraged, but it also pushes this podcast out to more mamas that desperately need to hear about the joy and purpose that is readily available to them. So thank you in advance for being a part of this community and helping me get this message out to as many people as possible. You mean so much to me, and I can't wait to chat with you next week.